Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on India-Singapore Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
Close ties between India and Singapore have a history rooted in strong commercial, cultural, and people-to-people links across a millennium. Indian origin people constitute almost 10% of the resident population. In the recent times, the partnership has only been cemented and bolstered more with multi-conferences, meetings, pacts and ties put in place. One of the most important of these is the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable and the elevation of ties to the comprehensive strategic partnership level. And to discuss more about the same, we are privileged to have with us in our studios today Ambassador Anil Wadhwa. Ambassador Wadhwa, a very warm welcome. Ambassador Wadhwa, at the very outset, take us through the journey of India-Singapore relations fostered over time.
So India and Singapore, of course, have got 60 years of intense relationship since independence. But even before that, historical ties have existed for a long time between Singapore when it was not independent and India. So there was a migration which took place from the southern part of India, particularly from Tamil Nadu. So that's why a lot of people of Indian origin who live in Singapore have a connection with Tirunelveli, for instance. And that's why we see a huge influence of South Indian music and dance today in Singapore as well. Subsequently, of course, the migration waves have taken place from different parts of India, and now we have a mixed community which consists of a lot of people who are blue-collared and white-collared workers, both in Singapore. The dependencies have grown, and if you look at the trade and investment ties between India and Singapore, today Singapore has become the top trading partner of India. It has also got the highest investment from this part of the world, but also overall, last year Singapore emerged as the largest investor into India. Our defense ties have grown given the geopolitical situation and how the situation has evolved between United States and China, especially in the South China Sea, has given rise to much closer ties between Singapore and India. Singapore sees India as a benign country and power which can actually help Singapore in training its troops. All three services of Singapore and India have a cooperative relationship. We also exchange technologies in the defense side. But at the same time, we are also doing quite well in terms of the new and emerging technologies of today. And leading that sector is the digital pact, as we call it, between India and Singapore, plus the skilling and development aspects in which Singapore has lent a helping hand, opening 6 centers and now another 3 in India and different parts of India, choosing states as partners. It has also made sure that it remains engaged in the development story of India as India develops and requires capital, investment and expertise. And this is what has given Singapore a special edge over the other ASEAN countries. India sees similarly Singapore as a very important center for innovation and for entrepreneurship, from whom India can learn a lot, both in terms of governance and science and technology and technological prowess.
Ambassador Wadhwa, elevation of ties to comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Modi's visit last September has certainly been a milestone. How do you see ties post this development?
So I think the comprehensive strategic partnership was a natural corollary to the strategic partnership that we had with Singapore over the previous 10 years. And I just outlined to you the multifaceted relationship and the developments that have taken place in various fields between the two countries. So it was high time that these ties were then elevated to a strategic comprehensive partnership because of the closeness that the two countries felt with each other and the comfort that they felt in exchanging views on any issue which concerns them today. Most importantly, it is the geopolitical situation which has brought India and Singapore together. But we have seen that the ISMR framework, which you just talked about, is one of the outcomes which has benefited the most from this comprehensive strategic partnership. because this is an interministerial framework in which four ministers come together from each side under one roof and one framework where they discuss the emerging technologies and how to cooperate with each other in these fields. Most importantly, for today, for example, the discussions were focused upon just four areas, which is technology and trade, digitization and connectivity. All four are very important areas for both Singapore and India. As both countries develop, it's very important to have, for example, our ties strengthened in our sea links, the air links, and the fact that both are now emerging as very important trading countries with the rest of the world makes it that much more important. Plus, the new technologies under the rubric of digitization, India and Singapore are both doing quite well by way of innovation. And so working together would mean that they would be able to achieve a scale of progress which otherwise they would be lacking. Thirdly is the investment part, where already Singapore has invested about $178 billion into India since 2000. And India has invested another $36 billion into Singapore. 9,000 Indian companies are working in Singapore today. And they all have a lot to exchange with each other. Trade should be growing much faster. Although we have a trade of about $36 billion between us, I think going forward, both sides would like to find new ways on how to cooperate with each other and to make sure that this trade volume increases.
Ambassador Wadhwa, since the ISMR, the third round of it, happened today, we'd like to understand more deeply, since we know that the inaugural meeting of this ISMR happened in New Delhi on 19 September 2022. Now, we'd like to understand what significance actually does this roundtable hold and what could be the roadmap ahead, you know, post this third meeting which happened today in New Delhi.
So I think if you look at the progression of the ISMR meetings, the agenda has been quite diversified and in very important fields. For example, if we recall what happened in the last round, which has just given way to the third round, we concentrated a lot, for example, on skills development and how to scale up the process of skill development under which Singapore decided to work with states in India. And that has been extremely useful to the youth of this country. Also, at the same time, the area of connectivity was stressed at that time. Today, again, there were these four areas, which includes connectivity, which also includes digitization, because there's a lot of progress that has happened between the last round and this round in terms of the developments in this area. The issue of AI has come into the fore. Quantum technologies are today very important for defense ties and also for situational awareness. Maritime domain awareness has become very important. So I think these are all topical areas. And at the same time, the issue of our trade and investments is very important. If we can rely on technology to increase our trade and investments, then of course we can do much better in all our areas of cooperation. So the roadmap is, of course, how to work together in these areas in the future. What are the instruments that both sides can set up for this purpose? How will the funding be derived? And what is the frequency in which the two governments can discuss and cooperate and talk about implementation?
Ambassador Wadhwa, there has been parliamentary exchanges, ministerial visits from both sides, state level visits, senior official level visits, legal and judicial cooperation as well. And they have seen a spurt and sharp uptick in recent times. Now, how do you see this and how could it benefit both the nations?
High level ministerial visits and exchange of visits between officials all contribute a lot to strengthening of cooperation in whichever field they take place. And given the fact that there have been frequent visits of this nature between India and Singapore, makes it that much more easier for both sides to understand each other and also to see where they are going in the future and where to cooperate so that they can both benefit from each other. I would say that there's been no hesitation on either side to frequently visit each other because there is no political baggage that they carry. In fact, there's a vast amount of understanding of each other's positions on both sides, and therefore that gives rise to a very free and frank exchange of views. So ranging from our defense ties to science and technology to trade and investment and the historic cultural ties, there have been a number of these high-level visits. You also pointed out visits in the judiciary field, which is also important to have a legal framework between the two countries which helps and abets what is happening in the other fields. So we are fortunate to see this development, and I can only envisage that these high-level visits will continue and will benefit both sides going forward.
We discussed about trade and economic cooperation as well. It is another significant area wherein Singapore is India's largest trading partner in ASEAN, when we talk of ASEAN countries. It's a top foreign investor as well, accounting for roughly 24-25% of the FDI inflows into India. And also, Indian investment in Singapore has grown from roughly $481 million in 2004 to almost $36 billion now, when we talk of this period. Now, your views on this, especially in the backdrop of hefty Trump tariffs, kind of posing a challenge to the Indian economy?
I think you are right in terms of trade and investment. Both Singapore and India have done quite well. The volumes have grown, and we can see that the volume of investments is the main plank of cooperation between India and Singapore. As I said, if you take investments from Singapore cumulatively, we find that $176 billion have come into India from Singapore, the largest from any ASEAN country. In fact, last year, Singapore overtook all other countries to become the top investor in India. And then the trade ties are also quite sound at $36 billion. Singapore is amongst the top five or six trading partners of India today. So I think given this background, it's important to realize that there are ways in which this can be further increased if there is an ease of doing business by both sides vis-a-vis each other. And that is exactly what both sides are trying to do, to find ways and means in which this bilateral relationship in trade and in investments can be taken forward. Singapore companies are very interested in many sectors in India, and that interest persists. Development of our states is primarily important to Singapore. They want to get involved at the state level in working with the states because they understand that India's development lies through the route of development of its states.
Capital market cooperation advanced through the NSE-SGX GIFT Nifty Connect, which is derivative trading linkages, and cooperation in advanced manufacturing, especially semiconductors, green infrastructure, digital integration, healthcare innovation, and maritime connectivity. Likewise, cybersecurity collaboration has strengthened as well. Now, these are a few of new age cooperation, and these are areas which are besides the traditional domain. So how do you see more of such cooperation shaping up in the coming days?
So I think commercial and technical arrangements have been worked out quite well so far. For example, we had the acceptance of the RuPay card in Singapore, and that has worked very well for tourism, for instance, between the two countries. There is also the UPI PayNow linkage, which is another landmark area of development in the area of cross-border fintech between India and Singapore. And also, Singapore is the first nation with which India has begun this cross-border person-to-person payment facility. There are other initiatives which one can pinpoint as being very important. That includes the ONDC Proxtera connectivity, which means Proxtera becomes the first international buyer app which is connected to ONDC. And then, of course, you mentioned yourself about the GIFT City, the GIFT Connect, which is the collaboration between the National Stock Exchange of India, NSE, and the Singapore Exchange, SGX, to create a unified liquidity pool for Nifty products in GIFT City. So there is a trust which has been built up through these connections, because if you have interoperability in the electronic field, it can extend also to the trade field, for example, where you can extend it to bill of ladings and for cross-border trade finance transactions, thus bringing down the costs of our trade and making it easier for companies from both sides to trade with each other and raise up the volumes.
Thank you so very much, Ambassador Wadhwa, for having come in our studios and shed so much of light on India-Singapore ties.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on India-Singapore Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.